The next item on the agenda, the Federation in the world. Federation has come to mean for us independent blind people speaking their own voice, creating change where it needs to be made. We have to present this from South Africa and from a perspective of 4 years of international effort as president of the World Blind Union and from decades of international effort in other positions within the World Blind Union, the president of the union, please welcome William Rowland.
Good morning, all. President Maurer, fellow Federationists, on the 21st of April 2005, at around 5:45 in the morning, I was out on my early morning run with my regular partner, Lorette. The streets were quiet, it was a beautiful day. But as we approached an intersection, a car failed to stop and came on. And about 2 seconds before the impact, I knew we would be hit and that there was nothing we could do about it. About 4 minutes later, I came around at the edge of the road with multiple injuries. But the real consequence was 7 weeks later when I was found unconscious in my hotel room in Cape Town because of a massive subdural hemorrhage. There followed 3 neurosurgical interventions, after the third of which I thought that I'd probably reached the end of the line. But the fourth intervention was successful and I have recovered. Now, why do I, from this platform this morning for the first time, share these very personal details with you? Because I was the victim of a quiet car. Wasn't a hybrid car, but it was so quiet that the evasive action I'd taken on many hundreds of occasions was not possible. And so personally, and as president of the World Blind Union, I endorse your quiet car campaign. It is vital to the safety of blind people, runners, and I think all pedestrians. That's the first point I want to make this morning. The second one relates to the Federation philosophy. You and I know that this means that the problem with blindness is not the loss of sight, but misinformation and misperception. And that given opportunity and training, it can be reduced to little more than a physical nuisance. Against this background, I was fascinated to read the correspondence in the April issue of the Braille Monitor with Dr. Maurer, Jim Omwick, and Sean Mayo, discussing Sean's claim that blindness is a non-issue or non-factor. And thinking about this, I wondered whether this was true of blind people everywhere in the world. Is it true of the blind women in Purda in the Middle East? Is it true of the blind refugees in Chad, southern Sudan, the Congo? Is it true of the blind Zimbabweans begging on the streets of Johannesburg? And I believe this philosophy has to be made universal. We've got to change what it means to be blind in every setting. The third point I want to make relates to a visit I paid to the NFP headquarters in 2004 when I decided to run for WBU president. And I was taken aback to find the many challenges to the WBU and the doubts expressed by Dr. Maurer, Mrs. Jernigan, and others. And I knew that it was an organization with great potential, but that had to show that potential. That visit was inspirational and provided the platform for me to go on to do the work of the past 4 years. And I want to credit that. And so I am with you this morning to provide something of a feedback on the past 4 years of my presidency. Firstly, for the first time, the World Blind Union has operated according to a strategic plan with 8 objectives against timelines and measurables. The first objective was to establish for the first time an international office, which we have done at the CNIB in Toronto with Dr. Penny Harton as our first CEO. Already, it has made a huge difference to the efficiency of our administration and the quality of our communications. The second area for attention was our partnerships. In the past, we had entered into many bilateral partnerships that went little further than statements of common intent. But we have reorganized our development committee so that everyone working with our member organizations in Africa, Asia, Latin America, Caribbean, are with us around the table so that we are seeing a convergence of our programs and a commonality of goals. But we have maintained certain of our bilateral relationships and strengthened them. I'm most proud of our relationship with the International Council on the Education of the Visually Impaired, ICEVI. As their president, Larry Campbell, will tell you this afternoon, ICEVI, with the WBU and others, has launched an Education for All campaign. In the least developed countries, less than 10% of blind children are at school. We will enter into agreements with governments. We will mobilize the World Blind Union organizations and parents. We will put in place measurables, and we will change this situation. And Larry will be telling you more about that this afternoon. The other campaign of which I'm very proud is the WBU's Right to Read campaign, launched on World Book Day, the 23rd of April this year in Amsterdam. The aim of the Right to Read campaign is to end the book famine. What is the book famine? It is that less than 5% of books that are published are ever available in accessible formats. with the help of the World Intellectual Property Organization, the International Publishers Association, agreements with national libraries in countries, already with Sierra Leone and Tanzania, and our movement, we will end the book famine. A third area of action has been in the area of low vision. Of the 161 million blind people in the world, 124 million have low vision. But they have been underrepresented in the ranks of the World Blind Union. And so our Low Vision Working Group has produced some very practical results in the areas of print, font, PowerPoint presentations. But more importantly, we have a new cadre of persons with low vision active in the World Blind Union. A fourth area has been the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. For yourselves in the United States with the ADA, the relevance of the convention is not always obvious. And the speaker after me, Graeme Innes, will have much more to say about this. But the World Blind Union was one of the lead organizations in the negotiation of this first human rights treaty of the 21st century. Its 50 articles cover nearly every aspect of life and will make a difference in adopting countries. Because in the countries that ratify the convention, such as my own country, South Africa, it has the force of law. And already in South Africa, we are restructuring what we call our national disability machinery, reviewing our programs, and that is what we hope to see around the world. Then, next year, there will be two significant anniversaries. It will be the Silver Jubilee, or the 25th birthday of the World Blind Union. And it will be the bicentennial birth of Louis Braille. Louis Braille, our greatest benefactor. And while the celebrations will take place next year, the planning has, of course, taken place during the current 4 years. The major celebrations will be in France, but in many countries, and we hope around the world, there will be celebrations. I commend the NFB for your specially minted coin that will generate funding for Braille literacy. The bicentennial will also be marked in many ways in Canada, the United Kingdom, India, Australia, South Africa, and other countries. We will recall the heritage of Louis Braille. We will advance the production and availability of Braille. And there will be many symbolic events, such as the renaming of streets, issuing of stamps and coins. And I hope that all of you will join us in those world celebrations. The subject given to me this morning was the Federation in the World. It is also the subject that I have invited Dr. Maurer to speak on at the World Blind Union 7th General Assembly in Geneva next month. The path that has brought me from apartheid South Africa in the 1980s, when the World Blind Union placed itself at a distance from our country, through the transformation in the 1990s of my organization to give it a black majority in governance and staffing, to the presidency of the World Blind Union, and to this platform. That path has been tortuous and long, but rewarding. I want to say that the Federation has an immense amount to offer to the World Blind Union and blind people everywhere. Your philosophy, your spirit, your campaigns, your technology breakthroughs are essential components of changing what it means to be blind. And even for myself, this has not ended, yes, because only yesterday I went totally mobile. This is the third occasion on which I have addressed the NFB, and it may be the last occasion. And so I thought I would like to, with gratitude, acknowledge these matters this morning. Long live the Federation. Thank you.
That's a rare celebration. Thank you very much.